like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss McClelland.
And this is...
It's movie time!
It is. Linny, it's the end of the summer. How can we possibly have a good film at the end of the summer? Can you find one for me?
The Hitman's Bodyguard, starring Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson. I found myself laughing throughout most of it. It's a version of James Bond meets the Roadrunner.
Well, that's cute. For me, it has whiffs of Pulp Fiction, buddy films,
right.
Many of them from the 90s, rollicking, good time at the theater if you don't apply your brain too much.
Right. You can't think about it too much. Reynolds plays Michael Bryce.
He has to be the bodyguard
right.
of a notorious hitman.
Darius Kincaid, from London to the International Courts in Hague. That's... Darius is to testify as a star witness against an evil warlord played by Gary Oldman.
You have boats and motorcycles and whatever else impeding you in your way. But when you get to Amsterdam, you're into your typical travelogue, often associated with the James Bond, the Jason Bourne.
Photography is wonderful.
Oh. And
the sweeping shots of the UK, Netherlands, Bulgaria.
Oh, yeah. What about the car chases?
Thrilling action sequences. We've got cars and boats in the canal. And
One of the scenes I'm remembering that was particularly funny was when Reynolds' character is standing there looking right into the camera, and all this mayhem is going on behind him as they're pursuing the Samuel Jackson character.
Right.
And he's barely noticing it.
Samuel L. Jackson plays Kincaid, and he elevates the over-the-top, obscene dialogue to an art form. And I think a lot of people are going to be really offended by the language in this movie unless they know that's what it is going in.
They have heard Samuel Jackson take the mother F word and twist that thing.
It is way over the top.
But the
bickering that goes on between Reynolds and Jackson is hilarious.
But I think it was best exemplified by Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Probably,
we have the two of them exchanging these witty barbs.
Bryce is supposed to protect his clients against people like Kincaid. Some of the remarks are so funny. And Reynolds reminds Kincaid, I'm trying to keep you out of harm's way. And Kincaid turns around and he says, I am harm's way. Like
was
that.
A great line. Semi-serious romance?
Kincaid and his wife, Selma Hayek. And she is, as my father would say, one tough broad.
Oh, she's another one who uses the MF word.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and they're a good match. She's sitting in jail and she's giving orders left and right. And even the flashback.
This is the scene where it shows where she and Kincaid meet
yes.
in a bar that is a ballet of blood and violence.
I know. Jackson is sitting at the bar watching her. He's not met her yet.
Right.
And he is really appreciating this female who is kicking butt all over that bar.
She breaks a bottle and slits somebody's throat.
He's the carotid artery. Jackson's immediately in love. And you have to admit, that's an inspired duo.
Amidst all the blood and the violence, I have to say one of my favorite scenes where Bryce and Kincaid hitch a ride in a van full of nuns.
Oh, great.
And they enlist them to sing along, you know, in
great.
This ride to, I guess they're going to Dover to catch a ferry to go over the channel.
Jackson is connecting with these nuns.
Right.
It's a great piece. It's another. I'm pleased that it's occurring in August, which is sometimes a dumping ground.
Right. Another surprise was the soundtrack. They used a lot of songs from the 80s, and Samuel L. Jackson even sings a song.
Linda Boss McClelland.
Yes.
The film is The Hitman's Bodyguard. What grade are you going to award this film?
The only negative side of this movie is that it's a little shallow in plot.
You'll think.
But my advice to people going to see this movie, pretend you're a middle schooler who is sneaking into the theater.
Who's heard
this. Yes, because your mother
heard
horrified.
This stuff all before.
I'm giving it a B.
I'm going to award it a B plus. Let you know this, at the end of summer, if you see this movie, you're going to have a good time.
Yep.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.